Meeting is now being recorded.
Thank you all for joining the Root Zone LGR Study Group call on 14th of January 2019. We have Desalyn, Gaurav, Mirjana, Dennis, Pitinan, and Sarmad on the call. Over to you, Dennis.
Thank you, Sarmad, and welcome back, everyone. I hope you enjoy the nice break that we have. So, jumping right on to the draft document that we are assembling. So, during the break, I have incorporated new recommendations based on our discussion on some of the issues. For example, you will notice that we have now recommendation 8, which deals with changes in the Root Zone LGR, changes in the repertoire, changes in Banyan's whole level evaluation rules. I think they capture some of our conversation, discussions, point of views. This is not final yet, as you can notice. Some of the language still for us to debate as to whether we want to make a recommendation a must or a should, because I don't feel we don't quite discuss how forceful we want to be in terms of each one of these items. I don't want to go into details right here, because I don't think you have had the chance to, you didn't have the chance to review in depth. So I will note after this call that changes have been made, and we want the rest of the study group to review these and submit your comments into the document. So that said, I think what we want to do today is to continue our conversation around some of the scope items that since we last discussed. So we discussed last time the question of how should change in Root Zone LGR be dealt with, and that's largely what recommendation number 8 deals with. So next in line, the question, the scope item is, what are the possible Banyan states of a TLD or its Banyan labels and their possible interstate transitions? So when we talk about this, we thought that it was worth mentioning again, to inform future policy as to what are the different disposition states that a label or variant may have. And also in line with now recommendation 8, what if there's a change in a state and how to deal with that? But I think, okay, I don't want to say it's going to be a quick discussion, but let's start elaborating more on to these possible variant states or the TLD labels of states as to the Root Zone LGR and what future changes those labels may have depending on the changes on the Root Zone LGR. So some of you that are, so far so good. Are we, any questions, any comments? Okay, seeing none, let's continue. So as to the variant state, variant or TLD label state, some of you are, already familiar with the work of the LGR proxidium and what's on LGR, and know that two possible states come right off the roots on LGR. It's either allocatable or blocked. Is that correct?
Right, for, this is Armad, for the valid labels, those are the two states.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so I'm gonna add a few lines here in the document and capture some of the notes that we're producing right now. So okay, and those that are not familiar with the rules on LGR and how it works and what each of these states mean, just as a quick definition, a label or its variant that is tagged as allocatable means that it could be, it may be activated for delegation, right? That it means an allocatable label means that it's a valid label and it may be activated for delegation. Whereas in a block label means that it's not a, it may be a valid label, but for some of the rules of the LGR, this label may not and cannot be delegated. Does that make sense? So basically, right from the calculations of the LGR, we will have labels that may continue a delegation path, whereas others are simply not eligible for delegation. So the question now comes to let me pause there and from there. So I note here that we talk about allocatable block, allocated, activated, and so the on the third bullet that you see on the document here, what I'm highlighting right now, I don't see if you see the highlighted, we noted all these multiple states, allocatable block, right, those first two are from the rules on LGR calculation, and then we noted allocated, activated, delegated, which are states post-processing, so outside the rules on LGR. The rules on LGR calculates two states, and then based on the processing of those labels, they can be allocated. That means that it's being adjudicated to a registry operator at some level. And then activated means that it goes to, and I think activated here and delegated means the same. I'm hoping, Sarma, you can help me understand here. Is activation and delegation the same thing here? I don't know why we put it separate.
Right. So I think they may actually be lumped into a single state. Activated could potentially be differentiated from delegated, where activated, for example, is a state where it's resolving, whereas delegated may be allocated, but it's still not resolving. But in any case, I think those are things which are beyond delegation. I think things may not be relevant.
Okay. Is there a way that we can for sure know the definition of this between activated and delegated?
I can go and look at work done earlier, and I think it would actually be useful to just look at how the root zone LGR procedure actually looks at all of them. So I'm actually just looking that up.
Oh, okay. Okay.
And root zone LGR procedure may not actually have all of these terms.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, Mijana notes that delegated and activated not the same. So Mijana, do you have any insights as to what the difference you?
Yeah. Activated means, I understand those two terms just in the way as Sarmad explained before, because delegated, the label could be delegated and be in this state for some period of time, and when it is resolving, it is then, after that it is activated. I mean, when the it is put in DNS, in root DNS, and so on. So between this delegated and activated, there is some period of time. Those two things are not appearing in the same moment. It might be, but it's not necessarily to happen in the same moment. At least that's how I understand the whole thing. But we can agree what we mean by one and another definition.
Thank you, Mirjana. And now, yes, I think you're in the right path. I think the way it works, and maybe allocated and delegated may be, they are not exactly the same. I just reflecting on our experience with our own new UTLDs, you are delegated. A race wrapper is delegated, a TLD is streamed, but it's not necessarily yet activated into the DNS. So that might be the distinction.
Yes, yes. Yes, that's how I understand it.
Yeah. And allocation is, allocation is just as a, it's earmark or a placeholder. It's not a placeholder, but it definitely has someone behind the TLD, but it's not even the allocation does not go does not yield to a activation unless somebody approves it. But I think those are the so I'm just putting notes here based on our conversation. Well, we need to review the LGR procedure and all the documents that define this. We don't want to define new terms. We just want to reuse and based on the rules on LGR, whether changes in these various states, if there's something that we have to say with respect to the rules on LGR.
Dennis, we have Majan in the queue.
Yes, Majan, go ahead.
Also, there is a small difference between allocated and delegated because it could be allocated to some operator, but it is delegated when some administrative procedure is done. That's how I understand it. Also, this allocated and delegated may be put together. I mean, allocatable, yes, it is, this label could be used as TLD. And there is some procedure before it is activated which should be done. It means the operator should be chosen and the operator should finish the administrative procedures, for example, agree and make a contract with ICANN and so on. So, mm-hmm. If we want to have so many So, well, there are more steps in the whole procedure, but it could be allocated, and delegated are somehow close. that's my feeling. Or we can leave it as I have just explained, that delegation is happened when the new operator finishes some administrative procedures with ICANN. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, Benjana, I believe you are correct. So there are different and distinct states. In some cases, these happen very quickly, right? Because they are part of the process. And in some other cases, for example, for reserve labels or future activation of batting labels, right? These mm-hmm. Steps are going to be clearly distinct, and it will not happen as quickly. For example, a primary TLD label, I would assume, goes through the evaluation process, is going to be allocated to the registry operator, then delegated, and from delegation to activation is going to be up to the at the discretion of the registry operator to submit all the, you know, DNS records, etc. But for buy-in labels of a primary TLD label, they are going to be allocated, and then something has to happen for those variant labels to be delegated, right? A process by which the registry operator has to apply for the variant TLD labels for activation, then it gets delegated and then at the end of the day activated. So I think we're in the right path. We just need to find the accurate as to the definitions.
Yeah, I agree completely with you. That's how I understand the whole process. Sharma wants to say something.
Sharma, please go ahead.
Yeah. So I've actually shared the a link in the document. It's if you go down page 89, I think it is, or there's actually a section on terminology. This is work which went into LGR procedure, but this was the definitions which were developed by the community, and it actually has all the terms we've been actually talking about, so that may actually be a useful place to start looking at. This starts at 18. The terms start at page 90, and they have definition of activation, delegation, allocation, all that, as you can see.
Yeah, very good. Thank you. So, let me do this. I'm going to copy-paste, and then we can put the web reference so that it helps our current discussion here. Sorry, which one? I was activation, so it's... Okay, and then I have allocation. And
there was blocking as well. You missed that.
Blocking as well, okay.
And then there is one more towards the end for withheld.
Yes. preserve works, right? Prepare. Oh, okay. So with, it's funny that, well, we use withheld as well here, but there's no reserve, but yeah, okay, let's put withheld. All right, so let's go quickly through these definitions and see if we were in the right path. So block an action taken on a given label with respect to a zone according to which the label is unavailable for allocation to anyone. So I think the same thing that we were saying there. Allocated an action taken on a label with respect to a zone whereby the label is associated administratively to some entity that has requested the label. Yeah, okay. Delegated or delegation, an action taken on a given label with respect to a zone indicating that in a zone there are name server resource records at the label and that there is no SOA resource record at the label. Parent zone, also NS records, okay. And activated, an action taken on a given label with respect to a zone indicating that there are a DNS record at the node name or else that there are subordinate names to that name, even though there are no resource records at that node name. Okay, so a slight difference between delegation and activation.
Dennis, we have Desalyn in the queue.
All right. Desalyn, please go ahead. Desalyn, we cannot hear you. You're speaking. You are on mute.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, we can hear you now.
Okay. So, apart from describing the various status, wouldn't it be good to probably show the transition between these status? For example, a string which has been in one state, like allocatable state, may transit into some other state, like blocked state, and so on. So, can we either graphically or pictorially or textually describe the relationship between the states? One, a particular state can be transited to another state and vice versa. That's it.
Thank you, Natalie. It was, didn't follow you, the voice didn't come through clearly. But I think you, what you are suggesting, if I pick the general sense, is that we need to, yes, we need to perhaps map the different phases a label can go through, and then also map the changes in a state, the possible changes in a state.
Yes.
Was that your suggestion?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, yes. Thank you, Desalyn.
So, this is Samad. I'd also want to make a comment. I'd like to put myself in the queue.
Go, Samad.
Okay, so we also have another sort of it's not a different set of definitions, but we also put together something when we were doing the IDN variant document, although that document is not currently finalized and published, but it was released for public comment.
Mm-hmm.
So if you look at, I'll share the link here. And it actually also points to this particular document IIR, but if you go to page Section 3.3, which is page 12, it actually adds a few more states which may actually be relevant for us. So you can see it actually talks about rejected and withheld to same entity, which is sort of an enhanced version of withheld, more explicit version of withheld, and tries to define the newer ones. Obviously, the older terms are the same as the ones in IIR. And if you go down further, it also suggests what could be the transitions from one state to the next state. So that's also something which we can look at and see if this table actually suggests what would be a possible next state from a given state and explains that. So that's also some useful information we can consider. Thank you.
Thank you, Simon. Noted. Yes, yeah, so what I know, right, rejected here based on the definition is state, right? And this is where we need to maybe draw a line, I don't know. Because we are talking about the rules on LGR, and even speaking about allocation, delegation, and activation is outside the rules on LGR, right? But we spoke about the different states. I think just for us to put all those states and potential changes into context. And these are going to be, these are useful, of course, because these have been thought through. But yeah, so those are the states. So the rejection is based on basically a TLD that is not approved or will not proceed with the evaluation process. All right? I think that's a good characterization of the rejection.
Right, and it may actually be, I guess, though this is beyond probably the study group's call, but I think in the process we noted that because it may actually be useful to keep a history so that the same, in a way, label is not applied for by somebody else in the future.
Mm-hmm.
Or at least they know that it was rejected and there were some reasons for rejecting it.
Right. Okay, let's see how we can include this.
This still, I think, doesn't include reserved, which is also something we've actually talked about. Thank you.
I'm sorry, say that again, Sarma. Didn't catch it.
I was saying that these still don't, I see, include the reserved, which is slightly different from withheld or perhaps blocked. So that's also something you may want to consider how to address that as a state.
Mm-hmm.
Because again, there are maybe two kinds of reserved, ones which are for example, a particular organization like an international NGO, whereas then there are other reserves which are probably never going to be delegated, like, pre-strings like ICANN or some of these other strings which are just reserved.
Well, but ICANN could, in the future, I mean, hypothetically, request the delegation for both ICANN, right?
Yeah, that's possible.
So, yeah, I don't know. Yeah, so, no, I totally get what you are saying. There are reserve labels as to ones that are not... are blocked,
yeah,
from delegation or even application due to, for example, security reasons, like the recent, I think, was it .com and .corp,
yeah,
I think, right?
And male, and male, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, because with health here says that whereby the level is set aside for possible allocation to some entity. I mean, it could be possible that you could allocate the .org to a some entity that will do some security monitoring. I don't know, but I guess we're going to the weeds. But I mean, for the purpose of this document, I think maybe okay to make the distinction with from withheld to reservation. But do they? Is there a definition for reserve here? No, right?
No, that will probably have to come from the GTLD guidebook or some other place, I guess.
Right, right. Okay. Nijana, your hands up. Please go ahead.
Yeah, I just wanted to point that usually CCTLD has a set of reserve labels, and those labels are reserved usually by the government or by operator of the CCTLD for some reason. And those labels can be reserved in different languages. I mean, they could mean... For example, our CCTLD has reserved some labels in Serbian for Serbian government. So this term reserved exists for a long time in the internet community. And I suppose that I can also have some reserved labels for some reason. Thank you. That's all what I wanted to say. Thank you.
Thank you, Marjana. Noted. Okay, so for the time being, I think we have these states and they are different from allocated one block. Again, these are right out of the Rutong and UR calculation. And from there on, what we have is different states defined by the application process, whether you are in the path of delegation or activation, or your label goes in the path of rejection and withholding or reservation, et cetera, et cetera. So before we continue, Salma, your hands up. Go ahead.
Yes, I just wanted to put in two more terms in this list, which we actually use. And those are the valid and invalid labels. So all these states are for labels which are valid, but somebody could actually put in a label which is not even valid per IDNA 2008 or for root zone case, for root zone LGR. And in that case, it's normally termed to as invalid label. So those are also terms which outcome live in a way, terms which come out as calculate through calculations of root zone LGR. Thank you.
Thank you. And so remind me, what are the right a definition of the valid and invalid label and allocatable and block. I understand that allocatable and block definition are disposition values, but valid and invalid label, are they called something?
So those are label values, whereas allocatable and blocked are variant disposition values. So allocatable and blocked won't exist unless you actually have variants, right? A label itself is either valid or invalid, and if it's valid, then it may actually have variants, which may actually be allocatable or blocked.
Okay. Right, and it could be, it may be possible that an invalid label by a version of the rules on NGR may change if it's possible, right? That a new version of a script proposal changes the value of a label from invalid to valid, and we need to address that.
Yes, that's possible, that it can go from invalid to valid. It should not go from valid to invalid, of course.
Right. Okay, yeah. So the way, yeah. So I think the way we need to frame this question is about the values and disposition of, so what you made a important distinction. So the allocatable and block disposition values are only applicable to variant labels and not the primary label itself.
Yes.
Okay.
Because those are calculated over labels which actually have variants. So for each variant, you then calculate whether that is, of course, valid or invalid, but also whether if it's valid, allocatable, or blocked.
Correct, yes.
So I actually have one last comment before you guys move on. So I was actually thinking of this one more case where you may have something like mixed script label between, let's say, Latin and Cyrillic. And mixed script labels are, you know, root zone LGR may, I guess it may actually invalidate it, or it may not actually invalidate it. I actually need to go and check. And in case there are some subsequent business rules which invalidate it, I guess I'm just thinking aloud, it may be actually captured in rejected. That's probably how it will happen. And there's no additional label or term required to capture those kind of things.
So I thought script mixing, except for a few exceptions like Japanese, is not allowable in the original GR. You're saying that additional restrictions, that could be something possible?
I'm just thinking whether that such a scenario could be possible. In any case, let's leave that out for now. If I think of something, I'll come back and let you guys know. Thank you.
Yeah. I'm just a question comes because the IDN guidance, right, which are the second level, and I would assume that the rules and NGR will also have such a restriction of commingling of scripts in a single label.
Yes, it actually mixed scripts are not allowed except obviously in a very few cases. I'm just thinking, I just need to go and check how much of that is actually done within the root zone LGR definition and what would be, whether anything is needed outside it. Thanks.
Okay. Thank you, Sam. All right. So let's recap what we have thus far. So here we are discussing the different values of a label out of the calculation of the root zone LGR. These are two values, valid and invalid. And further to valid labels, and if there are variants, IDN variant labels associated with that primary label, then we talk about disposition values of those variant labels. And there are two values, two disposition values. One is allocatable and one is blocked. And then just in the context of rules on NGR, we need to think about the potential changes with respect to changes in the rules on LGR, of course. And that it will tie to recommendation number 8 now. So we'll need to continue, the discussion and recommendation based on that. Of course, we have noted other different states, but those are in the context of the processing of those processing of the TLD application, right? If a label is found to be valid and their variant labels are locatable, they can continue on to a process of up to delegation, right? Depending on each of the cases based on their own application and that. So based on that, I like the format that this document, the IDNTLE variant framework, has used, like a table where you have the two columns, initial and state, and the state that it might change to. I like this format, so I think we'll go this way and see how we can construct our different recommendations based on these changes. It will make us easy to see whether a label, if it's valid, it may go to invalid, and then what are the options or what are the recommendations or considerations that the one need to think about. Maybe valid to invalid, it's maybe dangerous, but possible, potentially, in the Wilson AGR. Okay. Any other question, comments on this point? On the different values of a label and the different disposition values, and how we may think about the different changes in a state. Okay, so hearing none, I want to stop here on the document, and then next I just want to take a few minutes to discuss the our timeline and where should we go. And so okay, so what we want to do, we were aiming to finish this work by iConCOVI, which is, Sarma, can you remind me? iConCOVI is early March or mid-March?
Starts on around 9th of March.
Okay. So I think what we want to do is to put our final draft for public comment right before iConCOVI, if that's possible. I think it's doable. We're just left with a few other questions, and some of these are already answered above. So I will try to accelerate the drafting of the recommendations so that we can all review and provide our observations and comments, so we can have a final draft by late February, I think. That's what we are aiming for. And also for so we will have the draft for comments. So I think we're planning to have a session during iConCOVI to go over the overall framework and overall recommendations of this document.
This is Armad. It would be actually useful if we can perhaps even tentatively set some dates for different steps, so that I guess we can get a reasonable estimate because so starting, I guess question is when, and we can I guess work backwards, when are you thinking of perhaps finalizing the document for release for public comment? We would need about a week at least to prepare it for public comment after you hand the document to us, just FYI.
Okay, so that's a good suggestion, Sama. So let's do that. Do you think I can call it starts on 8th or 9th of March? Is that correct?
Yes, it starts on Friday, which is, the 8th, yes.
Okay.
Or Saturday the 9th, I guess, around that time.
Okay. Yeah, so we can aim to publish it by the 4th. So that means, I mean, just tentatively, see if the calendar, if it makes sense.
Right, so by 4th, people are already traveling. I would suggest we do it within February, if that is at all possible.
Okay. So the
28th? So if you said 28th February, if we want to publish, you may want to hand it over to us by 22nd February.
Okay. So let's work with the 22nd. So by 18th, we would issue. Sama, can you help me taking notes?
Yes, I'll take notes from the recording and I'll share that in the minutes.
All right. So, I meant like taking notes, right, just pencil out while I'm looking at the calendar.
Okay. Sure.
See if going back what really makes sense before we take notes and put it in a stone, I guess. But then
I'll just type here in the chat.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that would be great. Yeah, so 22nd, we submit to you for publishing, which means that we may have we should have a last call for comments by the study group by the 18th, right? We issue a last call by the 18th. People can review, make some final observations. But by the 22nd, we have a final draft for publishing. Okay. So if we have a last call by the 18th, we need to aim to finish on the 11th. Okay. So tentatively, we want to finish all the draft by the 11th, have final review, last call on the 18th. All right. So how many weeks do we have to finish this? Oh, okay. So we have the 4th, the 4th of February, 28th of January, and 21st of January. Those are the only 3 days. And so I won't be able to host the call on the 20th because I'm out of the office on the 28th and February 4th. So that really means that we have only 21st. We will have only the 21st to have a call. So I think that's not realistic. I think we would need to have at least 2 calls to let's see, 21st, try to finish everything, reviews. Okay. Now I think we will need to I don't think that's not realistic, Salma. So I think we so I'm on the 28th and on the week of the 28th and on the week of 20, on the 4th of February, I'm I'm on business travel, so I won't be able to work on this. So the next week we have a next call, and on that one we'll try to finish at least all the discussion, so we have the raw material to do the draft. And then I feel that we need to at least have another meeting, all the study groups, before we have a final draft. So that will basically push everything 1 week, which means that we would have a final draft for publishing on the March 1st. But that basically, so we will have there, but then I can come and everybody's busy. So if that's the case, I don't know if we publish during the ICANN meeting or we have the session during ICANN COVID, and right after that we publish it for comment.
Right. So that's one possibility. Another option is if you're not available, if you're available in some other day of the week, we can maybe see if other people are also available and we can change the call day. From Monday to some other day between February, that's also an alternative possibility.
Yeah, that's a possibility as well. So what we could do is to send a poll to the study group, and the only day, because I'm traveling all week and returning on a Thursday, so the only day available for me would be February 1st or February 8th. So we will need to make a poll and whether to ask people if they're available on those weeks. So let's do that. If we have enough quorum, so we can do that, certainly.
Would you want to schedule either on February 1 or February 8, or you would want to schedule both February 1 and February 8 if people are available?
No, I think one is good, because I will have to do other stuff as well.
So would this time generally work? What I'll do is then I'll just send out a poll for both of those dates with this time and maybe an hour ahead or hour before, two or three times. And then just get everybody's input, and then based on that, we'll finalize the call. Thanks.
Yeah, that works, Hannah. And you have me send it to the poll?
Yes, I'm sending. I'll send it out today.
All right, thank you. Yeah, so I think that's the plan. So we keep the date to publish before COVID, but we will have an additional call either the 1st or the 8th of February. That's a Friday, so that will be a change from Monday to a Friday.
And do you all then want to keep, I'm hearing you want to keep a session in Kobe meeting on this, so we'll then go ahead and put in a request for an hour, 75-minute session for this. Do you have and this is likely going to be either beginning of the meeting or towards the end, maybe on a Wednesday, either a Wednesday or maybe a Sunday or Monday, something like that. But we'll see what we can finalize based on other sessions as well. Thank you.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, no, I think we should have it.
Okay. So we'll schedule something and get back to you.
All right. Thank you, Sam.
One other option quickly could be that we actually have a Root Zone NGR workshop. It is one of the two scheduled sessions. And I was actually thinking that this is so inherently associated with the Root Zone NGR workshop, do you think it may actually be useful to do it within that time, maybe a 20-minute slot, or you think it is worth doing it separately from the Rural Zone LGR workshop as a standalone session. Either way is at this time possible.
Right, right. So I'm inclined to the former, since you already have a slotted time slotted for Roots on LGR, all things Roots on LGR, and this, of course, falls within that context. I think it will be great to have, because you already have people aware of this or interested in Roots on LGR developing. So I think it would be better to have it right there, right, instead of doing other sessions that potentially is competing with other stuff and just doing a session on the Roots on LGR study group might not be well attended, I guess. So.
Okay. So then we'll do that as, take that as first priority, and if we can manage the time within that session, I think that's how we'll go. And we'll, in any case, we'll let you know as soon as we make any progress on the program. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Simon. All right. Any other business? Okay. So here and now, we'll just please be on the lookout for changes to the documents or the review. Well, actually, there are already changes that I made during the break. So please go review the document. Please put your observation comments so that we can start. This is the last mile, if you will, and so we'll need to speed up things a bit. All right. With that said, thank you very much for joining today. We'll reconvene next Monday, same time, and also be in the lookout for the doodle poll for the alternate schedule for either the week of February 1st or the 8th. Okay. All right. Thank you very much. Have a great week.
Thank you.
Up to you.
Thank you.
Bye bye.
Bye bye.
Thank you. Bye bye.